Well, this Thursday, folks at Atlantic High School will be breaking out the heavy equipment. We're going to talk with Atlantic High School industrial technology teacher Derek Baer this morning as he gets ready to, well, I guess introduce a lot of youngsters to a lot of big stuff. Derek, tell me about the big day coming up Thursday.
Well, this Thursday we're going to have Lindemann Tractor, Ziegler Cat, and Duke Aerial come out, and they're going to provide our students with some opportunities to operate some heavy equipment used in the construction and agricultural fields.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the second year for this program, correct?
That's correct.
Talk about the process coming up with this last year.
Last year, we kind of found that some Polk County schools had done this before, and they've had individuals from the community come in and operate some equipment. Mm-hmm. And I saw the article. I thought it was a very, very good opportunity for their students, and I figured why not have Atlantic students do that as well. So we invited Ziegler Cat last year to bring up some equipment, and they brought it up, and everyone had a very good time. Ziegler said that they would like to come back this year, so we definitely decided we would do it again, and we're planning on doing it again next year as well.
Yeah, and you've got some other businesses involved in this too. Was it difficult to talk them into participation?
No, actually, we have very good support from Atlantic community businesses, and they love participating with our students, and anytime they can show off what they do and get involved with the school district is good for them and good for us.
Yeah, well, I guess it's good advertising all around too, and the kids get a chance to try something that they maybe wouldn't have otherwise. You know, in rural school districts, it used to be you had so many kids come in off the farm for school that heavy equipment, that's old hat to them. They've been doing that since they were little. Not so much these days.
Yeah, we have quite a few students that haven't been able to operate it, but then we have quite a few that have been out on their farms, and they've done this before, or they've worked in community businesses and have operated it, so it's kind of old hat as well. But for a large variety of our students, they have not operated any industrial equipment. They drive their car, but that's about it. And this gives them a good opportunity to see what those fields look like and be able to do something really neat while they're in high school.
Is it just kind of like anything else? You never know if you really enjoy something till you try it?
Oh, yeah. At Atlantic High School, we're always trying to provide diverse opportunities for our students, and anytime we can give them a realistic approach to that is a good opportunity for our students and helps them to learn to figure out what they'd like to do.
Yeah. Well, we talked about bringing in some heavy equipment. What kinds of heavy equipment will we see?
Well, I believe Ziegler's going to be bringing out a few pieces of equipment. Some of the same stuff they brought last year, hopefully. Lindemann Tractor will be bringing in a couple pieces of agricultural equipment, a combine, and let the students operate that, as well as a tractor, and they're going to learn some GPS skills with that. We're also going to have them bring in some skid loaders, and we'll do a skid loader event. Duke Aerial will also be participating, and they will be bringing in a couple lifts, and our students will be participating with those lifts and learning how to operate those, as well as follow the safety procedures and everything that Duke Aerial insists that they do. So they'll be harnessed in, and it'll be a pretty good activity for them as well.
So this will be a full day of activity.
Yes, we'll have activities going from 8 o'clock in the morning to about 3:20 in the afternoon. And we'd encourage people to come out and see what our students are doing. And we've got a couple other community school districts that will be coming in and participating as well. So it's really open for anyone to check out and see, but it'll be in the back parking lot here at the school.
And you were telling me before we started visiting here this morning that there'll be well over 100 students that will be participating in this.
Yeah, all of the industrial tech students will be participating. That's periods 1 through 8, as well as the agricultural periods and some of the other classes in the school district, as well as any student that really wants to be participating.
Well, it's a great opportunity for them. Now, you talked about the equipment. Now, I'm sure there'll be a little bit of instruction, some safety procedures and things they'll go over, all that kind of stuff. But then once they get into the fun stuff, will it be fun for them?
Oh, yeah, all of our kids had a blast last year. Ziegler brought in a mini excavator, and a student had to pick up a basketball off of a traffic cone, then pick up a tennis ball off of another traffic cone and drop that into a trash can. So it requires a lot of dexterity, a lot of these skills, and to be able to do that is very interesting, and it's kind of challenging for the students in a very positive way.
Yeah, they're going to do a lot of those same type of activities this year.
That is our goal, absolutely. The GPS programming with the tractors is something they're going to do. They're going to figure out how to program in GPS coordinates, and they're going to actually see about navigating the tractor by itself. So that'll be an interesting experience from Lindemann, and then Duke Aerial is going to let the students basically set up the aerial lifts and fly those out and everything. So yeah, there's way too many opportunities for these kids to have, and they're going to have an absolutely great time.
Yeah. Now, are some of these activities that you'll be doing as kind of fun things to show them how, are they some of the training things that these companies actually do when people are first learning how to operate these?
Well, I don't know that they're actually a training procedure, but it's kind of a fun activity for them to learn how to do. It teaches them some tangible skills in operating that, whereas with an excavator, we would normally move dirt with that.
Right.
We don't really want to dig up the back parking lot here at the high school, so we definitely want them to have the same skills without causing any sort of damage to the facilities.
That's how you got such good support from the administration here, as you promised you wouldn't dig up the parking lot.
Yeah, we try to promise that, but there's no guarantee on that. So we definitely want to make sure that we keep doing this year after year, so we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings or damage anything in the process. So.
No doubt. Well, you mentioned you got good feedback from Ziegler Cat after last year's exercise. What were the students talking about after that was over?
Well, we talked about it for about a week. What they did, they had a good time with it. There were many news articles that came out of this. And the students just, they ate it up. When I said that we were going to have it this year, there was constant chatter in the classroom, and everyone was very excited about it. So it's kind of been remembered since last year, and there's a little evidence of it. So all of the students seem very excited about the activity, and they seem to be thrilled that it's coming back, and hopefully it'll be here next year too.
Yeah. Have you gotten any feedback from other school districts around the region, maybe Western Iowa, wondering how you put this together? Maybe it might be something they'd be interested in doing?
Well, we've communicated this opportunity to some surrounding school districts,
right.
Invited them to come out. Individual from South Page is coming out with a couple of his agricultural kids. But no one's really expressed an interest in hosting one on their own. So I think it's great for Atlantic Community School District. We're kind of a central location for all of the districts in the area. And I think it's great that they could come up here and participate with us.
Yeah, well, and it's incredible that you get these businesses who have so many other things they could be doing, including with that equipment at that particular time, that they're willing to give up that time and come out and not just, you know, drop the equipment off, but hang around, demonstrate a little bit, go through the safety procedures. I mean, it's asking an awful lot of those folks.
Oh, yeah, we have about 12 individuals that are going to come up and try to participate with us. So it's really, you're taking 12 individuals from a company for an entire day, and they're just donating that time as well as the equipment. It's an extraordinary donation, and I think they recognize that's great for the school district, and it's going to reflect very well on them as well.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I know you mentioned, too, that it's open for the public. Did you get many folks that stopped by last year to watch?
Oh, only a handful of community members came in and checked it out, kind of to see what was happening. But, yeah, anyone's welcome to come by and see what's happening back in the back parking lot. We do recommend that you maintain your own safe barriers so that you don't cause any trouble for anyone operating any equipment. But
as you would at any construction site, make sure you keep a safe distance away. Very good. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. The kids are going to get a great experience that they might not otherwise get and have a chance to really get some good instruction, too, from some folks who know what they're doing. So appreciate the time you give us here today, Derek. Good luck with the project.
Thank you.